This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just give me a second real quick. Hell, maybe you need some advice, but not from your babe or your peers. Maybe you're scared of the dark and have trouble shaking the fear. Maybe you're drinking too much, could fill a lake with the beers. Maybe your girl wants to peg, plans on gaping your rear. Maybe when you see your reflection, you feel like breaking the mirror. Maybe she's pretty, but her voice isn't, you hate what you hear. Maybe your situation ain't yet fully opaque, but it's clear that you could benefit from reaching out to Jake in the mirror. I think if I were you, show. Yeah. Said these guys are too dope. With their help, you'll no longer be lonely and horny like some huge joke. Come get you some advice, you puto. I think if I were you, show. Yeah. It could easily be said these guys are too dope. With their help, you'll no longer be lonely and horny like some huge joke. Come get you some advice, you puto. I think if I were you, show.
Wow.
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 That was a really gravelly voice.
That was me.
That was me.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. So no longer be lonely or horny. This is a great seal of approval on this
right?
podcast.
Yeah. Those are two good things that you don't want to be.
You don't want
to
be.
Yep.
Well, horny's kind of fun
horny's
to be.
Fun. As long as, you
lonely's
know,
good.
Chaos.
Yeah, the satisfaction.
You don't want to be horny forever.
Right. No. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You want to be horny just for a small amount.
In the right time right. and for the right time.
That's yes. right. From like 4 to 4:30. Right before
right
your
before
nap.
Happy hour.
That was written and shot. Written, recorded, whatever, by Sketch the Bottom Feeder is his name.
Okay. Cool.
I got to assume that's a rap name, right? There's no
that's
way.
That's
his birth name, I think.
There's no way that's his Christian communion name, right? Sketch the Bottom Feeder.
Let's see that birth certificate.
Holy shit, Sketch the Bottom Feeder.
Amazing parents.
Namaste. Emily and Sammy, hello.
Hello.
What's up? Welcome to Los Angeles and the studio. You guys live in LA though, right?
We do.
Okay,
yep.
Cool. So welcome to just the studio.
Thank and
you've been
you
here
so
before
much.
Too.
Yes, we have.
You
but it's still nice to be
you've
welcomed
you've
back.
Been before, yeah.
No, it's not worth it.
Okay.
Have you sat on that couch before?
I have.
I have not.
Okay, hey, so
okay,
welcome
to the couch.
Okay, but I was in that seat before, now I'm in this one.
Welcome to that seat.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
This is great.
Co-hosts of a new HeadGum podcast, Too Scary Didn't Watch.
Yeah.
Yes.
True or false?
Right. True.
That's true.
It's a horror movie kind of rewatch, but you guys
recap.
Have maybe seen. Yeah, mm-hmm, recap mm-hmm. pod.
Recap.
Yeah, so Emily and Henley, our other co-hosts, are too scared to watch scary movies. And, well, they're getting braver over the course of doing the podcast, but I love horror movies, so I just tell them about them and really ruin their days some days.
Some days.
Are you still scared by the recap?
Yeah, depending on
sometimes
what it is.
Sometimes it's worse.
Sometimes it's worse.
So your imagination
really?
Can make
I would
it
say
worse.
There's some movies that it's all better to hear about it than see it, but there are some that, like, the detail and the imagination of, like, I would say anything like gruesome body
like
stuff.
Like Evil Dead is oh, a good yeah. example.
Evil
that...
Dead is so easy to watch, horrible to hear about.
I see. Interesting.
Like, because you make it, like, much gnarlier in your head when Evil Dead's actually pretty fun.
Right.
When you're watching
it. The details are like, and then he chopped her up with a chainsaw. And then.
Oh, yeah, that's grim.
Like, there was a bite and it spread and the veins got all black. And
yeah.
it's like.
We talked a lot about the fluids in
a
that
lot
film.
Of
right.
fluids.
But it's like the jump scare stuff that I don't like in horror movies.
Yeah,
that's
so, like,
that part is removed.
Right. That, I see. Yeah.
When somebody explains a jump scare to you, do you get scared? Oh! And then you slam a mirror shut and there's someone behind her.
Yeah, I can see that.
There have been times we've been recording and we're like in a really, this is more when we record in person, but pre-pandemic, but we'd be talking about a really intense moment and like we did it at my apartment, like my cat would make a noise or like something would fall. And that I would like have a
jump scare. You screamed in the Conjuring episode.
I screamed in it because it was a really scary moment. We're building up the tension. And then, yeah, I like kicked the mic or something and it made a loud noise and scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, I don't like scary movies. I don't like feeling afraid. What is that? What is the feeling that you enjoy about it?
What is it?
Why? Why do you like this?
I think it's a controlled experiencing and like a place to put my anxiety. Oh. It's like I can funnel it into this film. And the reason I feel anxious is because of this, not because of anything else in life.
No, I'm fine.
Do you like roller coasters? It's kind of the same thing.
You know, I used to really like roller coasters and I haven't been on one in a long time. Yeah. I'd be curious to test that.
What about like Hollywood Horror Nights, like Not Scary Farm,
that's
where
thing.
Like people say boo to you?
Oh, no. Yeah. If it's real and there's like a person touching me, I know they're not supposed to touch you, but sometimes they do.
Sometimes they get really close and it feels like they're touching you too.
Yeah, and sometimes they're just close enough to breathe. You can feel the breath. Yeah. I don't like that either.
It's basically touching.
It's basically touching. If I could feel any aspect of your existence, like, it's touching.
Yeah. Yeah, especially during COVID times, every house is sort of a haunted house.
Remember when we used to, did you guys ever do this where you would see somebody on the other side of the street and like take a wide berth on those early walks, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it was really like probably harder to do in New York because where are you going to go?
We did used to do that though.
I walk in the middle of the street and I'd be like, hit me with a car, but don't breathe on me.
People would just cross the street in New York City because there weren't that many people on the road just crossing the street.
You got hit by a bunch of cabs, I remember, in March and
cabs,
April.
That's right.
Must have got hit by, what, Ubers. 8, 9 cabs or something?
A bike messenger, for sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
Better than having somebody breathe near me.
Better.
I guess. All right, so this is an advice show. It's kind of like a horror movie recap podcast, but these are actual situations.
Right.
But
right.
Like the horror movie, we're removed from them. We don't know these people.
Yeah.
They mean nothing to me.
Stakes
I swear.
So low.
Yes. Who
They're
cares?
Giving their anxiety to us.
Exactly.
A friend and I once dressed as Niles and Fraser Crane for Halloween, so I feel incredibly qualified.
There we go.
What did you do to dress as?
What did you do in life that led
you to that?
The
amount of times I've just, for Halloween, basically been like...
Just a guy.
In a man's suit.
Yeah.
And a wig like, and a nobody suit. Can understand who I am.
Did they dress
crazy.
Very differently?
We carried,
Niles and Fraser?
We carried Freud and Jung books and sherry glasses. That was the... Those were the hints, but nobody got it.
I see. All
right. But anyways, I'm going to be really great at giving advice.
Yeah. Anyway.
I cosplayed as Niall.
All right. This is a 29-year-old man living in Manhattan.
Awesome.
Try to put yourself in that.
Ooh,
great city
NYC,
choice.
Not NYC, Manhattan.
That's right. So, Emily, let's give this guy a fake name just so we can talk to him without sort of blowing up his spot. We'll preserve his anonymity, as I like to say.
Right.
Don Draper.
That's really cool.
That is cool. The New York
Don
City
Draper.
Man.
Oh, like the Mad Men, right?
Exactly like it. A one-to-one.
A pretty straightforward question here. Is it ever okay to flirt with someone on the subway? And if you have a good conversation with someone on a subway, is it socially acceptable to ask for a phone number or an Instagram? I'm a 29-year-old man living in Manhattan, and I don't have a particular woman in mind, but sometimes I have a conversation with a beautiful woman on the subway, and then when it's their stop or mine, I awkwardly say, well, take care. Any thoughts? Jake, have you ever picked up a girl on a subway? Amir, have you ever met another chipmunk on the subway?
Mm.
These fans troll me and call me a chipmunk
sort of
for whatever
for a fan.
Reason.
Yeah. It's mostly
no
because
fan of
of
mine.
Your cheeks.
Yeah,
and your
I'll hoard
teeth.
Nuts for the winter a little bit.
Yeah,
so
it's
I
more
do
of
have
your
chipmunks.
Behaviors.
Yes,
right. Yeah, and I'm like very skittish.
You burrow into a tree every winter, right?
I do live inside of a tree, but chipmunks oftentimes that's a misconception.
Yeah,
they just sleep under the
branches. Well,
you
have a lot of chipmunk knowledge. So.
Yes, I do have a lot of knowledge of all woodland creatures, not just chipmunks.
And both of your parents are chipmunks.
Yes, that's true. Okay. Well, my dad's a squirrel.
I see.
We spend so much of our lives on the subway in New York. Draper finishes. I'm surprised that more people don't fall in love while on transit. Thank you, guys. You're the best. From Don Draper. Have y'all lived in New York City?
Nope.
Have y'all been to New York City?
Yes.
So you're familiar with the subway system.
Familiar with the subway system, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
very...
and just familiar with the concept of flirting with a stranger in a, you know,
in
limited amount
space.
Of time.
Yeah.
Lived in San Francisco. There's buses
oh, you get
and trains.
Yeah, and trains. There's trains.
Right.
Yeah.
The BART, as it were.
The BART. Mm-hmm.
So try to picture yourself on a BART train. You're listening to a podcast. A guy has a cool book in his back pocket. Whoa, Steinbeck. but the cover page is missing. It's so worn in. That's really fucking hot.
It's not a prop. Yeah. It's definitely not a prop.
Why is it taking you so long to read The Old Man and the Sea?
I just like to have it in my back pocket because I lost my wallet.
Oh, this? Forgot it was there.
He has another gun in his other pocket. So has anybody ever hit on you, or have you ever experienced an in-transit romance?
Someone asked me for my number in Trader Joe's once.
Whoa.
What'd you do? Cool.
And they did, with no conversation before.
No, that's not okay. That's wild. Don't do that.
What's your number?
A flirt. It was just
zero.
Hey, you're really pretty. Could I get your number?
Wow. That's kind of exciting, right?
I said no. I panicked.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean,
did you give a reason? Did you give a Riesling?
Did you buy the wine? Have you looked at the Rieslings? Great selection and great prices here at Trader Joe's.
What an amazing amount of confidence that guy had. Just walk up to you and be like, you're pretty. Can I have your number?
Love that.
Zero conversation.
Do you remember also, this happened also once at Griffith Park at the observatory. A group of three people came up to me, two guys and a girl, and they said they had a camera and they were like, can you take a photo? I was like, of course, thinking taking a photo of them, obviously, right? They wanted a photo of me with one of the guys, and I was so shocked and confused.
It sounds like a TikTok prank.
I know. I was just like, what the hell was going on?
Take a photo with a stranger.
I asked why. They didn't give me reason. And I think I took the picture, and then I was really pissed about it afterwards. And he also asked me for my number, and I didn't give it to him.
Oh, really?
There you go.
So guys are 0-2. If the guy who asked for your number was objectively super handsome and hot, would you have said yes?
If it was actually Don Draper.
If it was a 6'4" cool dude.
I think the flirting before is kind of an important part of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I think just coming out of the blue and asking for a number is a bit much.
Regardless,
I think it shows a lot of character to like flirt but not ask for the number. So he's like confident and a little shy, which is a nice attitude to have for a guy, I think.
This mm-hmm. guy.
Yeah.
Not the guy that asked.
Yeah,
no, that guy sucked.
Yeah.
It's so tough because it's like, on the one hand, I think if you're having a nice time with someone, ask him for their number, as long as you're not being like, it's so situation dependent. Dawn, yeah. I don't know you. But because it can often be, you can feel very trapped mm-hmm. as a woman sometimes, being like, oh no, I'm appeasing this person and I'm stuck on the subway and then he's going to ask my number and I'm going to have to say no. But then the worst that happens is they say no. The best thing that happens is you made a connection with someone, you get to talk to them again.
Right.
The worst thing that happens is they say no and you never ever
see them again.
Stop thinking. No, I would never stop thinking about it for the rest of my life.
Are you okay?
That's something to be explored, I think. Yeah,
totally.
I think that's an opportunity for growth.
Maybe.
Littered with thousands of women.
I'm 37. I'm not going to grow now.
It's too late.
So this is my advice.
If you,
I don't think I've ever asked a stranger for their number in my life because I'm, you know, the crippling fear of rejection. So how I would do it if I needed to now, I would give them my phone so they have all the control, mm-hmm. you know? It's like, do you want to put your number in here? It can be fake if you want.
That's really nice. You're already getting pre-rejected.
So that way I'm not.
It's kind of.
This is what I've been calling prejection.
That's good.
Which is
subverting them, getting rejected.
I'm rejecting myself a little bit.
So you can't hurt
me. It can be fake.
Dang.
As long as you hand the phone back to me.
I'll type 555 and you give me the last four digits.
Yeah.
Give me four
digits. I'll call that a win.
Here's what I think you do. This just occurred to me.
Okay.
Okay.
I think you carry a pen.
Cool.
Maybe a
pen is way cooler than the phone.
A pre-worn copy of your favorite novel.
Love it.
that you have an additional one of, so you can tear up the pages.
Nice.
As the conversation's coming to a close,
this is my number.
Write it down. I really liked meeting you. Here's my number. Do with it what you will.
That's really good.
That's also good. Charming.
Yes. Yeah. And then you're not like, what's your information?
Give me your and it's not, you don't have to pass the phone. It doesn't feel too like premeditated. Because you're like, hey, hold on, here's my number. You can have it, if you're really being strategic, you can have it pre-written and just act like you're writing it, tear it out.
That's good.
Because you don't have a lot of time. The door's open.
You don't have a lot of time.
I really like meeting you. Can you give me your number? And then it's like, the doors are already closing. It's like, this is too much
says,
information.
No, you just missed your stop. You have to stand in the train.
917-554-3855. Then you got to do the Craigslist misconnections thing.
Or you write the number, misconnections.
Write your number on your hand. Get off the train. Slam it on. Say, I love you.
Then run with the train and say, you're losing that arm.
How do you like these apples? Smeared because you're fucking sweating up a storm. So nervous to pull this move off. You can't even handle it.
Fall between the track and the train.
That's a really good idea, is the here's my number.
I think yeah, the here's it. My number, the writing it down, especially bringing back the book callback. You have to be on the subway with the book.
You got to be on the subway with the book. Otherwise, are you just sitting there?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, it could be, why don't it's not a page from the book, but it's your bookmark, which is actually like the hours that you volunteer at the children's hospital.
Yes.
So it's like kind of like your your like information packet from there.
Yeah, really all good. Right. Try to include some personal details. Mm-hmm. Keep her curious.
Okay. Or on a bank receipt where you just like fake deposit like $98,000 so you get like
deposited it.
Well, you go deposit like a check for $100.
How do you bank? Can deposit? You print this for me? Yeah. Type it up.
You can like go in and put a deposit for like $100, but like when in the amount, just say $98,000, and then they'll print out a receipt.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it won't be verified. It won't say that's your new amount, but it'll just say deposit amount.
That's actually, how about this? You literally deposit your phone number worth of cash.
Whoa,
that's $310,907,864.
My phone number is exactly how much money I have.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so the two of us have made your idea significantly worse.
But start the relationship off with a huge lie.
If someone can scrub back, then there's actually good advice in there.
All right, cool. That's good. Let's take a break, come back, answer more questions. But so far, you're one for one. So it's good that you guys are here. We wouldn't have thought about that one.
Great. I hope it works for him.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Hey, Emily or Sammy, do you guys have any?
Oh, it's a lesson in the fight! Mom, I'm coming!
Gross.
Weird. That was
who
so...
Who did that? Oh. That was,
I think Jake.
That was weird.
I'm the one that said gross at the end, so that was... I will take credit for that, thinking it's gross.
Was that was weird. So random. Right.
So who does random. That?
yeah, unsolicited advice, however big or small.
I have one that probably most people know. But it's
about
an important
you?
One.
Or just in general.
in general,
okay,
if you're just starting out with edibles.
Oh, this is good. No, this is actually important.
It's important to start
this
small.
This happened to both of us. Mm.
25 milligrams is not a starting dose.
It's too high.
And start small, but I would say, I would take it a step further and say, read and reread that packaging.
You're going to want to read it.
You're going to want to read it really closely. You're going to look at it. You're going to think you read it. You're going to go, yeah, I get it.
So what's a good entry amount? 5?
I think 5 is pretty – you could start lower.
I started at 2.5. Well, I started at 25.
Yeah, I want to know this.
And then dialed
I want to know the story
back.
Behind the advice.
Yeah, I had a cookie that I think it had more. It was listed more as nutritional information than like serving sizes, and I think it was the whole cookie was this amount, and I was like, well, I can't. I don't eat the whole cookie, mm-hmm. so I'll eat half of it. So the cookie I think was 50 milligrams, and
which
I thought
too
like
high,
that's
right?
it. Yes,
25
like,
is
way too high.
They shouldn't put it into like that's how it used to be even before all these.
I think most people know like don't eat a whole cookie, but I was like one cookie. How do you stop eating
like,
a cookie?
An eighth of a cookie.
Yeah,
who on earth does that?
You're supposed to slice a fucking chocolate chip like a pizza or something.
Right, I had heard this story. This Sammy story that I have known for a long time, and then we got some gummies. Yeah. And similarly, the serving size of a gummy is half a gummy. You cut a gummy in half.
Just make it smaller.
So make it smaller. But so I was like, right, I get it. Knowing this had happened to Sammy, not thinking a thing of it. Ate the whole gummy, and thankfully it was only 10. So I was like, fine, but I was immediately like, whoa, I'm like actually very high. But like, make them smaller.
Yeah, I'm afraid of edibles. I can't do it.
I'm afraid of smoking.
Yeah. I'm afraid of that,
well,
too.
Smoking seems harder to gauge.
I just also, it
how
feels
high you're get.
Hard.
Yeah, and I also don't like being high either. Right. So, and the cookies
so
don't
So what are you
going to
do?
So, like, how am I supposed to be cool in today's economy?
For me, it's just alcohol and cocaine. That's really cool. Yeah.
Thanks to God, those are still cool.
How can you dose? Those are normal.
They don't put
you
cocaine in Jolly Ranchers.
You can dose it because it's snipping and it's snorting.
Yeah, it's
I don't like the eating. You have no idea what you just ingested.
Let's take something we're all far more used to, which is snorting.
You know how you'll snort a salad? It's the same situation, only
just regular snorting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good one. 25 milligrams
is not
way too high.
Too
much. But also good to know.
Start small.
You can't die from it.
That's good.
I Googled it. It took me 10 minutes to type it into Google.
Yeah.
It will pass. It will pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You got one better than that?
No, but I got one, which is, this is very... It's very small and boring, again. But I've really taken to keeping spares that live in my car. I've got a car set of several things.
Oh, I love it.
I've got a car set of mints.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have a car set of sandals.
Yep.
Nice.
I've got a car set of sunglasses.
Amazing.
Good. They don't leave the car. They stay in the car.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because if you're in a rush and you've gotten, you're on your way out and you're like, oh, I'm about to meet somebody. Oh, no, I just had lunch. Got my car mints. Oh, it's Sprite. Got my car sunglasses. Sometimes you want to change into a comfortable pair of shoes.
Wow.
So
we're
I've just
masks.
I've got oh I've masks. So I have an absurd amount of masks in my car by now, but yeah, mm-hmm. you got car masks.
Yep.
Also, just for safety, you got to have some earthquake shoes and an earthquake kit.
Earthquake? What's in an earthquake kit?
Like you could just buy them pre-made. I bought mine like 10 years ago now, so it's probably unsafe. But it has like a blanket and some like protein packs and like water, things like that.
Because if you have to run to your car and drive into the desert.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I think like honestly, you're fucked. But you're in your car when an earthquake happens and you can't leave for a while, you know? And so, yeah, you've got like
food
you have the powder.
And stuff.
I really do want to bury a bag somewhere of stuff.
Bury it.
Yeah.
Not have it on
like
you.
Like in Central Park.
Make right.
It,
I need it,
make
I need
it,
like it outside the city so I can just get in my
car.
Yeah, you
do need it outside the city.
Yeah. Drive to like my bunker or something.
Yeah, where'd that be? Like outside of the city?
I think I'd probably want to go north. So I
We're all going to want to go north eventually, I think.
Right. Yeah, so Hudson Valley somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe Red Hook. That's nice.
Okay, well, don't tell everybody.
Okay, actually,
in these coordinates.
Definitely Red Hook.
I'm going south.
It's actually Tivoli.
Okay, good. You whisper it so nobody heard.
All right.
You get there and the bag is empty.
What the fuck?
They left the bag, just emptied it.
Oh, I needed to put stuff in the bag. Damn it. All right, two solid tips. One is to keep sunglasses in your car. The other one is to not have
It's
too
having
much
duplicates.
Weed.
It's having the duplicates is really important.
No, but the sunglasses is important. I'm going to do that. I have regular glasses in my car because I have to wear glasses if I go to the movies. And it happened once that I forgot my prescription glasses. It was to see Baby Driver, and I only had prescription sunglasses, and so I watched the whole movie in sunglasses.
Wow.
That is honestly cool. the funniest possible movie to wear sunglasses in.
It's so funny because people probably thought I was like, I love Baby Driver sunglasses. So much that I
really
also have to wear
Baby Driver.
Leather jacket, sunglasses. I feel like there's a Seinfeld episode about someone forgetting their glasses, having to watch the movie in sunglasses.
Yep.
I had to go to dinner with a friend who they had to wear sunglasses the whole time because he forgot his glasses. Pretty weird.
That's so funny. Okay, here's another question that we could potentially help with.
All right.
Roommate dilemma. Another dude. How about Sammy? Why don't you give us a fake name for this dude?
I'm going to say my roommate's name, Amanda.
That's
my old roommate's name.
So
Amanda.
Nice.
There you go.
A man named Amanda. Imagine that.
Imagine. That's
keeping
wacky.
It really
that
secret.
That would be insane. But it could happen. Literally.
Yeah.
I mean, like there's no it. Law against
so
it.
It'd be so random.
It would be so random.
That's the name of this episode. So random.
I knew you were going to try to do that.
And you didn't stop me?
No, I wanted to hear it.
I've been dating a girl for 7 months, says Amanda. And how weird would it be? And it just recently dawned on me that she's been slowly moving into my apartment. Seriously, I woke up one day and I realized half the shit in my bathroom isn't mine. She's just got more clothes in my closet than me, and she probably spends more time in my apartment than I do.
Could just be duplicates, except for these.
It's true.
Sometimes you gotta have duplicates.
Yeah. To be fair, after we'd been dating for 4 months, I gave her a key and told her that she can keep some of the stuff at my place to make it more convenient. But I didn't expect that it would lead to this. I confronted her about it.
She said
living at my place is more convenient for her because my place is closer to where she works and goes to school. I guess I understand the convenience factor, but I didn't expect to be living with this broad so soon into our relationship. To make matters worse, when I told her I needed some space, she accused me of wanting to cheat on her. She said the only reason I could possibly have for not wanting her to live with me is that I could bring other girls home.
Wow.
And nothing could be further from the truth.
I think I switched sides.
What do I do?
Oh, I've stayed on the side I am firmly on.
What do I do? Do I suck it up and let her live with me? Is there any way to politely tell her to leave without hurting her feelings?
Obviously
help,
not.
I need my space, please. Thanks, love, Amanda.
Both cut your losses, break up.
Yeah, I think probably you guys don't like each other, seems like enough.
Well, she loves him so much that she's afraid he'll cheat.
No,
on
she's
her,
she,
she
right.
Has
she
to be there to stop.
That's not love.
That's not love.
It's true.
She feels like she needs to guard his apartment.
Yes, on call, and she can't even sleep a wink because she doesn't know if at any point in the night he can sneak a woman.
Are you peeing in there or cheating on me?
He's cheating on her. How did you know?
Assuming best intentions.
Okay.
I think you gotta just have a conversation. You gotta talk to each other and just say, just break up.
I agree. You should break up because to me, it's happening at an appropriate timeline, maybe
and
a little accelerated, but like.
Key.
4 months in, you give the key. You say you can keep stuff here if you want. 7 months later, that's another 3 months. There's more stuff, and she's spending more time there. That's like, that is, you set that up to happen.
But
and
if
you don't like what's happened since, then yes, break up.
Have you seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? She puts all of her female stuff in his drug closet.
not a tampon.
Yeah.
Oh.
He actually shuts the mirror.
I think I'm going to puke.
It's not like a horror movie. He slams the mirror, but there's no one behind her. So you don't have to freak out.
The horrifying stuff is inside.
Yes, exactly. It's coming from inside the cabinet.
I mean, I think in a scenario where it doesn't seem like you don't like each other, then you would have that conversation. Hey, I like you being here. I've realized I need some time that's just my own.
Mm-hmm.
Can we find a way to work that out? But I don't know that
these that conversation and she said
like they had a confrontation.
Yeah.
That's true.
I confronted her about this. Feels like
Yeah, sounds like you're coming at it with the wrong attitude.
I caught you with a dress in my closet.
The fuck is this?
I caught you bread-handed. That's because she moved her gluten-free bread into his pantry, which is so fucked up.
Yeah, you got to break up with this guy.
Me? Yeah. What did I do? I'm just here to mediate. Christ.
Yeah. It feels like there's issues outside of the living together thing. It is, there's trust issues and insecurity issues and jealousy issues.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Details. It's the, right. You know.
The living together is making all of those things worse.
As it often does. It exacerbates what's already there.
It's shown you the cracks are getting wider and it's time to break up.
That's unfortunate.
Best of luck to you both.
But sorry, Amanda.
Actually, this was sent a year or two ago. I can ask for a follow-up.
I would love to know.
What if they're
married
so
with kids now?
Happy probably. Now.
All it took was
it's possible. I mean, it really would only take
conversation. So wait, you said it was sent like 2 years ago? Because if it, what if this was like March 2020 and then they're stuck?
Oh my God. They didn't know. They moved in.
They got two pandemic puppies.
There's probably a lot of couples like that like accelerated their
absolutely.
Two of my siblings, one of my sisters and my brother.
Oh, really?
Both. My brother's third date with his girlfriend went on for 3.5 months.
Because they just like.
Yeah, I think it happened for a lot of people.
She met my parents like so fast into their, but now, you know, they're still together.
It's like Love Island. It's like the relationships progress so quickly because you're spending all
it's
your time
It's true. I do feel like a lot of people through the pandemic, I had like people I knew who were in long-term relationships that ended because of it. And then people who really like locked it in.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of time spent with somebody.
Yeah, you couldn't leave for like months.
Couldn't leave. You either realize that's a good thing or a very bad thing.
Totally. I got married 2 years before the pandemic and COVID basically made me like really sure of the decision.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I was like, oh wow, I couldn't be married to a better person because I had to live in just an apartment with that person for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And not even your apartment.
Right. Can you imagine?
Disgusting. Okay. I'll follow up and we'll try to get an answer from this person.
Okay, I'm curious. I really wish them both the best. I just hope it's with other people.
Let's get one more break in, come back, and answer more questions after these messages. Left-handed for some reason. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law.
Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back.
This is a good gift. Left-handed kiss bump.
It just a little feels not right. Weak. Yeah. Okay. We need a lady's name so you guys can just sort of shout one out together at the same time.
Oh, let's try to see if they can come up with the same name.
Oh, that's cool.
One, right. 2, 3, Jacqueline.
Sammy.
Sammy same name, Jacqueline. Can you believe it?
That was
we
crazy.
Said the same, said the same name.
Really?
They both said Sammy like, Jacqueline.
We both said Sammy Jacqueline. That's crazy.
You guys are so insane. That was so random. Okay. I'm a 25-year-old female, right? Sammy Jacqueline.
Sammy Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm. Just one, no dash Sammy or Jacqueline. Anything. It just is one continuous
yes,
name.
One long name.
Yeah. Sammy Jacqueline.
Without any capital letters in it.
No, that's all right. Lowercase.
And I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 9 months. Pretty early into the relationship, he established that he had, for lack of a better term, a panty fetish, which to him is just liking a specific kind of panty, and this has been an easy way for us to connect intimately. However, he was scrolling through some old photos on his phone, and I noticed he had some scandalous pics from his past girlfriends. Of course, that can be excused, since I know everyone has their past, but the weird part is I noticed in the photos, the ex in question was wearing not one, but two of the exact same panties that my boyfriend has bought for me. Not just the same style, the exact same brand slash style slash color. Ever since I saw those photos, I have not brought it up, but it messed up. But is it messed up of him to buy the exact same pair of panties for different women? Mm. Or is he just not over his ex? I'm fine with most fetishes, but this seems strange to me. Thanks, lads. Mm. Hope I can see you soon.
All right, us too.
Yeah, well, if he has a fetish of this specific kind of underwear, he buys it for all of his
yeah.
lady friends.
Yeah, including, I'm thinking that's kind yeah. of par for the course. I'm wondering when... How did she see these text messages?
I guess
or
he
photos?
Was scrolling through. He was scrolling through, like on an airplane, probably. And then she's like, "What are you looking at?" And he's like, "Nothing. Don't worry about it." But kind of angling it towards her so she could see it and
nothing.
He can gauge her reaction.
Nothing.
Yeah, and he. So she's kind of offended that it's the exact same brand slash style slash color.
I don't
yeah.
think you have to worry about that. I think it's fetish, right? Like, I feel like
right.
that's what...
It's consistent.
He didn't just likes. Come up with this fetish brand new during your relationship.
Yeah.
In theory, he's yeah. kind of like, he has this and now he's applying it to your relationship. I think there's something that's like, I mean, I would have to know more about the underwear. Is it like the shape or is it like actually this is the brand and color that is the fetish? Because if that's the case, then there's not like honestly you shouldn't even be surprised, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I also feel like there's probably a good chance this guy just knows that website and is like purchase,
like I know which ones
you know?
I like.
Right.
Like
that he could has just... an Amazon subscription.
Yeah, like oh, yeah. he's just like, these are the ones I liked.
Yeah, so you could easily just buy... similar ones that you like that you don't have an association with the ex.
I think ultimately, once again, you should probably talk about it. You should. Mm-hmm. You should
that's
say,
blanket answer for most questions we
yeah.
get.
Yeah,
is like talk about it with someone besides us.
Yeah. Person.
Leave us alone.
I think especially if you saw the photos, you could. There's a way to bring it up, saying like, "Hey, so I saw these. I don't want to assume. You know, I just." have to express to you that it made me feel a little insecure. Mm-hmm. Can we get, is there a pair you'd be into that you could get for only me? Mm. And we could do that one.
Right.
Or some, you know, I just want to feel
What's your second special. Fetish? Yeah.
You know? Oh, I have a fetish. It's you not fantasizing about your fucking ex. Yeah. That gets me off.
You know what I would fucking love?
Do you think the old photos on the phone is no bueno? Would you delete them?
It sounds like they're more recent. She said they've been dating for 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like 9 months ago, far. I'd have to scroll pretty far.
Yeah. He's got to be looking at those photos at that point, right? Because what else do you scroll back that far for?
I think it's fair to also ask.
Maybe he has an album.
It's got to be an album. Photos. Right?
From the cloud too. If it makes you uncomfortable.
From the cloud too.
No, from the cloud.
I think it's how deep does this go? I think it's common decency to kind of like at least try to hide those secrets from somebody, right? Like leaving them right on the phone and like in a place especially where someone could see them and be hurt by them
the lock screen that's too like in your face.
Lock screen is way too in your face.
Yeah. Even the home screen.
Home screen's not great.
Yeah.
Don't make him my contact photo.
Please. Yeah. Right. That's not me.
That's not even me.
Yeah. I think shielding someone from scandalous photos from your past is the bare minimum. You don't necessarily have to delete everything from the cloud.
Right.
Because that's a little much.
You might want that later. We don't know. But I think just like being a little more discreet on his end and expressing that on her end probably is the best way to go.
But I probably wouldn't be okay if there were still old sexy photos of boyfriend's past on my girlfriend's phone. I'd be like, what's the point of having
these? I'd want those in a hard drive in the closet at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And please off the cloud.
Cloud's
it
fine.
Really shouldn't be.
I don't
the
even
cloud.
Know how to get to the cloud, so
nobody does.
No, my cloud keeps filling up, and they're like, "Your cloud's full."
You have to delete those notifications sexy all the photos. Time.
Yeah,
it's just part of life.
What am I supposed to do? Just, and it'll always fill up. Oh, Apple.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you for letting me know.
Yeah. So much. Yeah. Once I like bought a little more storage, and then I was like, "It's full again. I don't know what to do." Okay,
that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, great. Thanks.
You're in between like because it's like 2 gigabytes or 9 terabytes for $10 a month. I'm like, I can't go through all the photos. You know how many videos I take of a dog sort of sunbathing? I can't fucking go
back and
delete.
And that's your fetish.
Yeah. He's in panties.
He's
the
panties.
Dog is in panties.
Now that does sound fun.
Would your advice specifically for this lady be like, talk to this guy and say you shouldn't have old photos or just say,
She's not even asking about the old photos, right?
She's asking if it means he's still into his ex, which I think, to Sammy's point, not necessarily.
Right. I think he's really into these panties.
I think he's really into these. He wants more panties.
He's just a panty fiend. And that's...
Maybe I also say like... send him some pictures of you. Send some better replacements.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. So... Yeah. Out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood the panty fetish. What's so exciting about underwear?
There's all kinds of fetishes. There's all kinds of reasons.
Panty fetish is one of the. It's one of the tamest ones you can have.
I need a winter coat, like a fucking. Yeah, what's it called? A sleeping bag goes all the way down to the ankles. That's, Arctic wear, sub-zero, -60 graded sleeping bag.
I could get into that.
A little
confused.
Hot
as hell.
I have an ice climber fetish. They need to be just like. You know, like South Park characters.
Crampons and strap-ons.
Crampons. That was really good. Did you guys hear that?
Heard it.
Because you didn't quite laugh.
I did hear
it. I laughed. I laughed.
Yeah.
Let's roll that back.
Rewind.
I didn't guffaw, but, you know, I laughed.
I guess, come to think of it, it doesn't fully rhyme.
Right.
The way you sort of
I only laugh at rhymes.
Yeah.
It needs to be a perfect rhyme.
Not even a slant, right?
It's not really for me.
I think it does count as a slant rhyme.
I have a slanty fetish. So the more things sort of don't rhyme, the more I have at that as a picture on my phone.
Yeah.
So that sort of rhymes.
Picture of a sound.
On my phone.
Uh-huh. You're making everyone uncomfortable.
That's fine.
That's
where the
like
comedy
the
happens. Yeah, I jerk off to curb your enthusiasm. Okay, remind us one more time about your podcast.
It's called Too Scary Didn't Watch. It is available on HeadGum.
Nice.
And if you're interested in what happens in scary movies, if you're not willing to watch them, we're there for you. If you love scary movies, we're there for you too because it's just more scary movies.
What's the most recent few that you've seen?
We all just watched. We did a rare everybody watches the movie this past
special
week
treat.
For a special treat for Prey, the new Predator franchise movie that just came out. It was great. And we got to interview the director, Dan Trachtenberg, which was totally awesome.
We tried to get him for this podcast and he...
he wrote in the panty fetish.
All right. That was him. Holy shit.
And that was great. What else have we... there's a lot of new releases this summer. So we've done Nope and Bodies.
Did you guys like Nope?
I did.
Yeah.
Sweet. Same. And we all liked it.
We all liked it equally.
We all liked it equally.
I didn't see it, so I don't have to even.
I have heard good things about Bodies, though.
Super
Loved
fun.
Bodies. Yeah. Great time.
All right, sweet. So check out Emily and Sammy on Too Scary Didn't Watch. Thank you for coming on this show.
Thank you guys for having us.
Would love to watch a horror movie sometime with you guys. Let me know if that's available. I can't do horror, but
okay,
that's the premise of the show. Okay,
like sort of a wacky week that you guys do. So
when you said if you'd love to watch a horror movie with us, that you don't mean that.
Not that.
Not horror.
Okay,
well, not
Well, not an actual horror,
but not
movie.
A horror movie.
Kind of like maybe something kind of.
Have you guys ever watched
vibe?
Scary Movie?
We could do that.
We could do a scary movie.
Because it
feel
is
like
kind of
close
scary.
Enough.
We've done Shaun of the Dead and some other like
we did what we do in
comedies,
the shadows.
What
we do
in the
shadows,
comedy.
Basically.
Yeah, but so, those are way, way, way too scary for me.
way.
Yeah, like not even close.
All right,
sweet. Thanks to you guys for watching. We should have said that we're in studio and you should watch the show on YouTube. But at this point,
they know.
You either did or you didn't.
You either did or you didn't. And you can go back and watch it, which would have been really above and beyond. So thank you guys for doing that. Thanks for listening to it and upgrading it.
Left-handed fist bump at one point. So,
Yes.
You want to see that.
One more time. The opening theme song, the closing theme song, the theme song is by, oh gosh, did you remember his name?
Scrappy the Bottom Feeder.
Scrappy the Bottom
that
Feeder?
That was it. That was definitely it. 100%.
Are you naming a goldfish?
Don't look it up. That was his name.
There's no way.
Elbow the Bottom Feeder?
There was no way.
There was an S?
Scramble Bottom
Scrunch?
Feeder.
Scrambles the Clown.
Scrunch. It was Scrunch, I think
it was
Scrunch. It was Sketch the Bottom Feeder.
Nice. Scrunch is pretty close.
Scrunch is the closest we got.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sketch. Thanks to everybody for watching. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Later.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just give me a second real quick. Maybe you need some advice, but not from your babe or your peers. Maybe you're scared of the dark and have trouble shaking the fear. Maybe you're drinking too much, could fill a lake with the beers. Maybe your girl wants to peg, plans on gaping your rear. Maybe when you see your reflection, you feel like breaking the mirror. Maybe she's pretty, but her voice isn't, you hate what you hear. Maybe your situation ain't yet fully opaque, but it's clear that you could benefit from reaching out to Jake in the mirror. I think if I were you, show. Yeah. Could easily be said these guys are too dope. With their help you'll no longer be lonely and horny like some huge joke. Come get you some advice, you puto. I think if I were you, show. It could easily be said these guys are too dope. With their help you'll no longer be lonely and horny like some huge joke. Come get you some advice, you puto. I think if I were you, show.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.